Well, Alexia, here we are. It's Friday. How was your Labor Day weekend?
It was really good. I went to the Harvest Wine Festival on Sunday, so that was fun.
How was the crowd?
There were quite a few people there. I think Saturday and Sundays are the busiest, and then Monday, I think, is when it kind of tones down a little bit.
So you had a good time?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about having a good time this weekend. I'm excited about this because I've been seeing dog cruises all around town, and they are growing. Now they have an expo.
Yeah, it's their first ever Dog Cruises Pet Expo, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday at the Las Cruces Convention Center. And it sounds really fun if you have a dog. The event's going to include canine demos, vendors, expert advice on behavioral issues, nutrition, and grooming.
They're going to have drawings, raffles, and giveaways. Are these for the pets or for the for the humans?
I'm assuming gifts for the humans to give to their dogs.
Okay. Okay, so this is the Dog Cruises Pet Expo happening at the Las Cruces Convention Center both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let's talk roller derby. Yeah, I know you're a big fan of roller derby. You are a roller derbyist.
Yeah, I play roller derby. I won't be playing in this game, but this is the Susia's last game of the season. They're the all-star team, and they're going to take on the Kraken from Southern California.
The Kraken from Southern California. They sound intimidating.
Apparently that's a big sea monster. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Kraken. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kraken.
Yeah. So they must be, pretty intimidating since they're named after a sea monster. That's going to be at Mearshite Recreation Center at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And they're also going to be raising funds for the Children's Cancer Fund of New Mexico. So it's for a good cause, and it's a good time, too.
Okay, let's talk about this is more up my alley, because I've got a six-year-old who loves stuffed animals. Crafts for Kids, Bear Hugs.
So Saturday is National Teddy Bear Day, and to celebrate, kids can create crafts all about teddy bears from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Farm and Ranch Museum.
Now, the crafts are free, but they have a regular museum admission is required.
Yeah.
So you can take your kids, just pay the regular admission, and again, spend a day at the museum. Okay, let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse.
So this week's feature is the Bean Cafe of Mesilla, and that's located at 2011 Avenida de Mesilla. And I've been there a few times in the past. I don't go there much because they have really short hours. It's 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. But they do have really good food, and it's a great atmosphere.
They have omelets, steel-cut oats? What's
steel-cut
oats?
It's like oatmeal, except it takes a lot longer to cook. They're like smaller grains, and they're a little bit harder than regular oatmeal. It's not as soft.
Gonna have to try it out. And they also have breakfast wraps. And so they're open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., huh?
Yeah, and the freelance writer said that when she went, it was just like a really good vibe, and all the servers are really nice and welcoming and attentive. So definitely check it out if you've never been there before.
The Bean Cafe of Mesilla, Taste for Your Impulse. Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.